It's what I'll be up unless I get home soon, Liz said.
It's engines, Jeff explained. Creeks are engines, don't you know?
Oh, I see.
We take turns being creek, Bobby said. We got to find each other in the woods. When I'm the cavalry...
Oh, God, this is really all too familiar, Liz said.
I must go. And Jeff's a creek. I gotta find him. When I capture him...
Is that what all the artillery's for?
King asked, indicating the toy rifles each of the boys carried.
Sure, Bobby said solemnly. You can't go in the woods unarmed, can you?
I should say not.
Don't go too far from the house, Bobby, Diane said. I won't, Mom.
Who's the creek now? King asked.
I am, Jeff said, and he let out a war whoop and began dancing around the room.
Jeff,
Reynolds cried sharply, embarrassed.
I'm doing the ceremonial, his son explained. Don't shout so, and take good care of the sweater Mrs. King loaned you.
Oh, sure,
Jeff said, glancing at the bright red sweater cursorily.
He won't catch me, Dad. Don't worry.
I don't care whether he catches you or not, just so...
Oh, won't he now? King interrupted. You'd better catch him, son. The family's name's at stake.
I'll get him,
Bobby said, grinning.
What's your strategy?
King asked.
Huh?
Your plan?
Just chase him and catch him, that's all.
Bobby shrugged.
Never chase the other fellow, son, King advised. That's no way to do it. I can see you need help.
Oh, Doug, let them go play before it gets dark, Diane said.
I will,
King said, smiling. But the boy needs assistance from a professional scalp hunter. Can't you see that?
Come here, Bobby.
He took his son aside so that Jeff could not hear the conversation. Whispering, he said,
Climb up a tree, see? Watch him from up there. Watch everything he does. You're holding all the cards that way because he doesn't know just where you are. Then, when you're certain of what he's about to do, beat him to the punch. Pounce.
Doug,
Diane said sharply.
You weren't supposed to...